you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, I just checked because I was wanting to make sure. I mean, Charlie Kirk and Dr. Scott Atlas both got blocked on Twitter today. I just had to check during the commercial break to make sure I was still up. Hey, and Don Trump Jr., by the way, on Twitter, if you're not following him, you've got to. He's hilarious. But he is steamed about the Commission on the Debates taking the foreign policy questions off the counter. They think that that's going to prevent Donald Trump from saying something about the laptop. Man, are they mistaken. This is going to be I don't know how to predict what Thursday night's going to turn into. It's just going to be something we have never seen before. Eric Trump had a very interesting tweet a little bit earlier today. He did an entire thread starting in 1973, which was the year that Joe Biden entered politics. And he went from 1973 to 74, 75, 76, 78, 79, 80. He says, wait for it. 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87. Runs for president in 88. But he got caught plagiarizing in college, and he had to admit that he had done it. So he had to step down from his campaign because he had lied and inflated his academic record. But he was still in office as a senator. So 89, 90. 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. He's still serving in the Senate. 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Tries again for the presidency in 08. That was when he said Obama was articulate and clean for a black guy. Remember that? He captured less than 1% of the Iowa caucuses. But for some reason, Obama thought he would be a great VP. So he named him to the ticket. So he's been in Washington in 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. As the VP. He stepped out of public life for a little while. 16, 17, 18, 19. Now he's jumped back in to run for president. Now supposedly he's ready to fix America after 47 years of being a politician. Never fixing anything in 47 years. Sending a lot more black men to jail than needed to be. For a lot longer than they needed to be. He messed up the black family pretty good in those 47 years. But nothing much to help the American people. I don't know. I find that compelling. And it's interesting to see the years laid out one by one. Friends, you do realize that this election is within your control. Your vote, your choice. You don't have to take what the media is selling you. You can actually produce a different result. All we have to do is make the best decision and exercise that right, that fundamental right to what it is to be an American citizen. That is to vote. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you tomorrow.